Matthew 6, verses 9 to 14.
Pray then like this: Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, and we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father also will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses.
So this morning we're just looking at the line, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Do you know, when you're going to call on someone, it's good to know where they live. I don't know whether you've kind of lost contact with someone and you have an idea of where they might live and you kind of think you remember, you end up driving almost for hours trying to find the place. Our Father in heaven. Psalm 11 verse 4 says this: The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is on his heavenly throne. He observes everyone on earth. So our God is in heaven and he sees all and he knows all. It's also good to realize not only where God dwells in heaven, it's also good to remind ourselves as we come in to pray the resources of heaven. So often we kind of rush into prayer, almost like rushing into a shop, just grabbing what we need from the shelves. And really, as we looked at on Monday, it starts off with relationship, the Lord's Prayer, Our Father, and it then moves into rejoicing, and we give thanks or praise the name of the Lord our God. And as we come into prayer, it's good to know as we come to heaven, we're actually coming to the resources of heaven. Kind of praying, it isn't just us offering words. It's coming to God's storehouse and seeing how God will bless us from his storehouse every day. Because his blessings are new every single day. In Malachi, it says, bring your whole tithe into the storehouse that there might be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will be no room. There won't be enough room to store it. The resources of heaven. So we come into prayer. We recognize the relationship. We give thanks to God. And then we just pause for a while to recognize the resources of who and where I'm coming to. Jesus, when he'd been betrayed by Judas, there in the garden, when Peter took out his sword and struck off the ear of one of the high priest's servants, Jesus says, no, don't want any of that. Don't you think I could call for more than 12 legions of angels to come from heaven and to rescue me? The resources of heaven. Paul reminds us in Ephesians, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It's by grace that we've been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. So when we say Our Father, when we say the Lord's Prayer, when we pray, we are coming into the presence of God. And quite often when we come into prayer, what is uttermost on our minds is the needs that we are bringing. And God wants us to bring those needs, but really that there's a few steps before we should be bringing those needs to God. As I've just said, we need to recognize that we're coming to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our God, our Father, our Dad. And we're coming to the resources that he has. The needs of the world can never bankrupt the bank of God. The resources of God are far greater than all the needs of the world, multiplied a million times over. And yet just my need so often consumes me, almost to the point where they become bigger than God. But God is greater than all the needs of the world, and his resources are there. Hallowed be your name. Just a quick reminder of the few of the names of God. Some of you will know these names off by heart. And there's a lovely linking verse in Psalm 8, verse 1, that says, Lord, O Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. But just a few of the names. We don't have time to go through all the names of God in this short devotion. Elohim, God is Elohim. He is our creator. He knows everything about us. God is Jehovah Jireh. This is quite a familiar name. It means the Lord will provide. God is Jehovah Shalom. Very familiar one. God is our peace. God's our creator. God's our provider. He is our peace. El Elyon. He is sovereign. God is sovereign. God has the last word. But I came across one this morning which is not as familiar as the others. You might know it, but it's certainly not as familiar as the other. And it's God is El-Ro, spelled R-O-I, El-Ro. And it simply means this: he sees you. He sees you. And it's taken from the verse in Genesis 16, 13. Thereafter, Hagar used another name to refer to the Lord who had spoken to her. She said, you are the God who sees me. She also said, Have I truly seen the one who sees me? God is El Ro. He sees you and he cares. God sees us and he cares for us. And whatever our need is, Paul tells us that his grace is sufficient. In the whole wrestling of prayer, many of us have lots of deep questions, how God answers certain prayers in some ways and doesn't answer other prayers that we pray. But God's grace is always sufficient. Whether God is saying a yes or a no or a wait, his grace, his resources for every single day of our lives, in fact, for every second of our lives, his resources are there for us. Whether God sets us free from a big situation and problem, or whether he takes us through, his resources are sufficient. And every time we pray, that's where we come in. As it will, we come into the bank of heaven. We come into the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But this name, which isn't so well known, God is El-Ro. I'm not sure if I pronounced that correctly, but he sees you and he cares. And just the last one, which is one of the more familiar ones from the New Testament, God is Abba, he's our Father. And we have not received a spirit that makes us fear. Instead, we receive God's Spirit when he adopted you and I as his own children. And now we call him Abba, Father. And so before we kind of rush into our many prayer requests, we just kind of pause, our Father, relationship. Take time to rejoice that he is our Father. And then before we rush into asking for this, that, and the other, recognize the resources of heaven and the heart of God who wants to give, who wants to minister out. And sometimes we pray as if we've got to twist God's arm behind his back. God is more ready to give than we are to receive.